I'm Mark Brazell, and this is the Book Club at 91.7. Thanks for listening. A local high school English teacher has published a young adult novel that is garnering quite a bit of attention, and it is probably because the story sweeps you into love and greed, supernatural, danger, discovery. It's just an amazing book. It's called Intuitive. And it was written by Kat Fugate, who is a teacher at Middletown High School. It's good to have Kat Fugate on the Book Club at 91.7. Good morning, Kat.
Good morning.
I want to go back and kind of put you on the spot right here, because as I was reading your bio on your website, it says that you're kind of a latecomer when it came to reading and writing, that it wasn't until high school that you had your imagination captured.
Yeah, that's right. I come from a more of like a working class background. All of my, you know, grandparents are from Georgia, Kentucky, kind of Appalachian roots, and kind of more about, you know, getting up and doing chores and such. So I liked reading when I was little, but I think my imagination was probably captured more through like television stories, movies, and you know, that sort of thing. In that, using, you know, that platform versus, you know, my parents didn't really read to me a whole lot. It was something that I started doing in school. In fact, I was the most improved reader in third grade. So if that tells you anything.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
But that love of literature didn't come till high school, and it was Oedipus, the story of Oedipus, right? If I remember correctly.
Yes. I remember being in English class and just reading Sophocles' Oedipus, where, you know, we have this character who marries his mother by accident, really kind of like a soap opera in a book, this engaging, ironic story and tragic at the same time, and, you know, kills his father, and, you know, it just spiraled, and it was the first thing that I read that, you know, just kind of took my breath away, that somebody could craft a story that was so, you know, well done and suspenseful, that kind of thing.
And I was surprised, Kat, to learn that you haven't really been writing that long or writing professionally that long, that's something it's relatively recent in your life.
Yeah, I did start writing in high school, but it was more just for me, kind of poetry. I've always been considered myself probably more of a poet than anything. And then I went into teaching. You know, from there, everything that you have to do in teaching requires work on the teacher's part, you know, research. So I just read everything I could in college, and then it just progressed into, you know, my early years as a teacher. And I think I became more confident in what I could do as a writer the more I read. And I started teaching using a style called Reading and Writing Workshop, where each student reads their own book. And when that happened, I, you know, was submersed even more, especially into young adult literature. At that point, I was just like, I can do this. You know, I have certain authors that I love, and try to kind of model my style after them and pick up techniques. And then I got my master's degree from the Ohio Writing Project at Miami University, and that was a lot of creative writing. And I had some wonderful professors out there, and just kind of inspired me to keep going with it. Something I always wanted to do and wanted to cross it off my bucket list for sure.
Kat Fugate, who is an English teacher at Middletown High School and also the author of the young adult novel Intuitive. It is a bestseller on Amazon and in other places. More about Kat and the book at our website, wvxu.org. And I wanted you, Kat, I did a poor job at the beginning of trying to give a little synopsis of Intuitive. There's so much happening here. I didn't want to give too much away because the story really surprises around every corner. So can you give me the safe synopsis of what's happening in Intuitive?
Yes, I will try my best. Although I did an interview last week and I realized, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have said that. I was giving something away, but I'll try my best here. The book starts out from a mother's perspective, and she realizes that she's outside of her body. She, is obviously dead, at least that's what she thinks is happening. And the first chapter, the first prologue, is her kind of coming to terms with what's going on and that sort of thing. And then we jump right into the 17-year-old Maya Rogers' perspective after a Shakespeare quote that says, "There are more things of heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy." We come, you know, we are face to face with one depressed teenager at the beginning of the book who is dealing with, you know, the death of her mother and going into her senior year of high school. And she starts seeing her mom. I don't think I'm giving too much away. She starts, you know, having these small little visions of her mom. And then we have her trying to deal with that, trying to determine whether she's crazy. And then we have another character that comes to town and kind of, that's kind of all I really want to say about that. I don't know. Is there something else I should say? I feel like.
No, well, that's why I was more, why I wanted you to do it, Kat, rather than me, because I knew I might slip and let something secret slide. But I will say, as I was learning, you know, the opening kind of captures the reader's imagination. And then you start looking at Maya, who is going into her senior year at a high school in a small town in Ohio. And this is after the death of her mother, and she's having a hard time coping. And you know, to tell you the truth, as a person of a certain age and gender, the you know, first encounters with Maya up until some things change in the story, it was kind of like, boy, how much can one teenager suffer? Because she is certainly suffering a lot here.
Yes, absolutely. And I did want to start her kind of in that darker place, because I wanted her to metamorphosize so much through the book, and I wanted her to grow into a much stronger character, and someone who could stand on her own two feet and, you know, think for herself and kind of just become a fighter, I guess, throughout the book. And plus, I think, honestly, I really, I'm very sensitive to people's emotions. I think that's one of the reasons that I like writing, is I can pick up on those little details. And I think, having taught high school for 15 years, that Maya would be probably the epitome of someone who is dealing with something like that. So I really used, like, all the high school girls I'd ever had in my class and kind of, you know, thought about all of them and, like, what this would look like. And being a teenage girl is not easy anyway. And then you add a death of a mother on top of it right before school starts. You know, that's a hard place to be in. And then on top of that, you start seeing your dead mother. Obviously, that's going to spiral a little bit for you. So,
well, you worked on this book for, from what I've read, over a year, and that was while you were still teaching and raising a family.
Yes.
And how did you find those moments to write? That's a question I hear a lot from aspiring writers, is trying to find that little niche, that little nook of time where you can concentrate on putting your pen to the paper.
Once I decided, I started, you know, messing around with the story. I actually started the book twice before I finished it this last time. So I know it's not an easy task. So I had started it over the course, probably 3 years, or actually it'd be 4 years ago. And I started it, got to page 60. We actually moved, and I lost the flash drive that it was on. So
oh,
I was like,
no.
Okay, I guess that's not meant to be. Yeah, and actually at that time it was from the mother's perspective. So I think maybe some things are meant to be. And then the second time that I started it, I got about 30 pages in and just kind of walked away from it. Like, my kids were a lot smaller. And then as my kids kind of got older and, you know, they haven't wanted me around as much, you know what I mean? And it's just like, you know, I got a ball game, or I want to go out and play with my buddy down the street or go ride my bike. Then it kind of freed up some time for me. And I was able to do it that way. But, I mean, you have to be dedicated, and it has to be something you want, or you're never going to finish it. I mean, there just cannot be any, I know it's kind of harsh, but there just can't be any excuses. You have to get up, even if it means you get up in the middle of the night and you type a chapter. Or some days after, at the end of the school day, I would kind of close my door and I, you know, would write for like an hour after school before my kids were going to be home off the school bus. And I can tell you that, you know, I have a really supportive family and I have a really supportive husband. And so laundry and those kinds of things were, you know, kind of done for me at the time. So that was kind of nice.
Yes.
But we had to let other things go in order for me to be able to write the book. So it was very nice to have, you know, my family did sacrifice. I'm not to some extent for me to be able to do what I did, but and they've just been amazing.
Well, and you seem to have been getting and garnering a lot of very positive praise and a lot of folks talking about your book. Has that been helpful or just added to the burden of family life already, Kat?
No, I'm enjoying the praise. It's still kind of surreal that this has happened. I still feel, you know, I'm still the mom. I'm obviously, you know, you don't get rich from writing a book, at least not unless somebody decides to make it a movie or such, you know, so fingers crossed. But one of those things where it just kind of feels surreal. I still feel like mom. I still feel like English teacher. I still feel like wife. And when people like give me compliments about it, I sometimes even feel like they're talking about somebody else. I have to really think about it. Like, oh yeah, I did do that, you know?
Well, I saw in one of your press releases, it says, I love it when a student tells me that they hate to read because I see it as a challenge. Have many of your students been taking up the challenge and reading Intuitive?
Yes, they are. They are. They are reading it. I have had some really neat experiences. One of them is having my students read it. I mean, it's just so cool when you have a student, you know, buy the book or, you know, take the book from the classroom for the weekend and then they came back and they have already finished it. And they're just so excited. And, you know, I've had students say, you know, your book is actually pretty good. Like they just didn't expect it to be like, you know, good because I wrote, you know what I mean? Just
yes.
Like, I didn't expect that from you or, you know, those kinds of things. And that's been super neat. And then I've had some really experiences that I didn't expect. Like I had a man contact me and he told me that the book kind of helped him get closure, you know, with his mom dying. And then here I am, you know, I'm writing a young adult novel and I don't even think for, you know, he's not even in the realm of possibilities when I'm first doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I had another woman contact me who is terminally ill. She was going to read the book. It was going to be the last book that she ever read.
Ooh.
And it was because of the subject matter of the book that she wanted to read it. So, I mean, I don't even know what you say to somebody like that. You know, it was just really kind of just unexpected. Wasn't really thinking in terms of impacting people's lives as much as it seems to have in certain ways.
Tell you what, the power of books.
Yes.
And I want to ask about those students who've been reading it. If they were, had the same reaction I did when I got to the end and went, it's going to continue. So when's the next one, Kat? When's the next one, Kat?
Yeah, I know. Yes, they are. They, there's gotta be a reason that you want to read the second one. So, you know, I decided that we were going to do, you know, a little bit of a cliffhanger at the end and, you know, that makes them more excited. So it's all good. They're just kind of funny about it because we're reading it in some of my classes right now too as a read aloud. And some of the kids that have already read it, they're like, you know, just wait till you get to the end, you know, and it's a big joke in class right now. So definitely.
Well, congratulations on your success and can't wait for part two.
Thank you so much.
Kat Fugate. Her book is Intuitive. You can learn more about it at our website, wvxu.org. You'll also have a link to her website, Intuitive, available in bookstores now. And the second book in the series, Transcendent, an Intuitive Society novel, will be in bookstores hopefully sometime soon. It's the Book Club at 91.7.